Dzień dobry.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Andrzej Kisielewicz, and I will be chairing today's session of the annual general meeting of KGHM Polska Miedź SA until the chair is elected. Let me give a warm welcome to the shareholders and representatives of the supervisory board, Mr. Szarek and Pasisz, and the board, management board. Mr. Grzyński, President, Katarzyna Kraczmańska-Gigol, Paweł Gruza, Adam Bugajczuk, and Radosław Stach. Let me also welcome employees who are providing the services to make today's meeting possible. The minutes will be taken by Radosław Stępniak, notary. Let us now proceed to the election of the chairman of the general meeting. Please put forward candidates out of those present here who is candidating for to become a chairman. Andrzej Leganowicz, company shareholder, authorized to participate. I put forward my candidature to become the chair, and I will take this function if elected. Do we have any more candidates for chairman? I don't see any, so let us vote on the one candidate we have. So one candidate has been put forward to chair the general meeting. So now a representative from the programmer software company will give us information on how to use the voting terminals. So you have the locks and you have the green and red and yellow buttons. So the green one is to vote in favor, the red one to vote against, and the yellow one for abstentions. You can put your device closer with the NFC reader. You will see if this is an open vote. You will see who voted. If this is a secret ballot, the only information will be that your vote has been cast, but you won't see who voted. So, when you decide, you put the device, but you can also put it to the reader. But the last time you put it will count. So just you use one of them and you put it to the device if you have any problems, I'll help you with that. Okay, so let's have a secret vote to elect the chair. So the candidate is Andrzej Leganowicz. Okay, so please cast your votes now. Have you all cast your votes? You're still voting? Thank you. I understand all votes have been cast. Let me close the vote and let's see the results. Thank you. Altogether, 127,775,117 votes have been cast. All votes have been cast in favor. No one voted against, no abstentions. So Andrzej Leganowicz has been elected the chair of this annual general meeting. So I'm giving the floor over to the chair. Thank you. Thank you for this role, and I'll try to make this meeting efficient and smooth. So I accept the appointment. So we've completed the second item. The third item is to declare the meeting capable of passing resolutions. So let me first sign the attendance list. The list has been signed by the chairman of the general meeting. It is available to have a look. Any of the shareholders who'd like to review the list, it's possible that you can do so until the end of today's general meeting. Let me now inform you that this general meeting has been called in accordance with the applicable regulations of the Commercial Companies Code, the Articles of Association. There was an announcement on the website of KGHM at www.kghm.com on 22nd of May 2020, and the announcement was there to this date. The text of the announcement meets the requirements of Article 402 of the Commercial Companies Code, and the company sent the report on 22nd of May in accordance with the public offering and financial instruments trading act. It was report 12/2020. So the report number 12 included proposed resolutions, drafts of the resolutions for today. The documentation was placed on the company's website at www.kghm.com. And the set of documents meets the requirements of Article 402 of the Commercial Companies Code. And the documentation is available there to this date. The State Treasury, represented by the Minister of National Assets, used the right of Article 401 of the Commercial Companies Code to place an item on the agenda. The company informed about that in Report 16/2020 of 29th of May. And also the State Treasury put forward resolutions in relation to that item, which the Minister of State Treasury or the State Treasury requested to put on the agenda, and also changes to the remuneration policy. And the list of persons authorized to participate in the annual general meeting was established in accordance with Article 406 and 407 of the Commercial Companies Code, and according to Section 29 of the Articles of Association, the meeting can pass resolutions if at least one-fourth of the share capital is represented. And now we have shareholders present here, 447, either directly present here or indirectly represented. They represent 127,775 118 shares. And well, the same number of votes can be cast, and the capital represented is 63.88%. And I would also like to inform you that it is not possible to attend the meeting using distance communication, and voting by correspondence is not allowed. And this meeting has been convened validly and is capable of passing valid resolutions in accordance with Section 25 of the Articles of Association, and the shareholders are properly represented here. We have an online webcast in accordance with the good practices of publicly traded companies or companies listed on the Warsaw Stock Exchange, the rules of 2016. We have no representatives of the media attending today because of the sanitary restrictions that is connected with the epidemic and the necessary safety precautions. Now, item four is to adopt the agenda for the annual general meeting. Do I have to read the agenda fully or not? If you believe it is necessary, please let me know. Yes, please. Can you please read the agenda? Okay, I will. So, item one, opening the meeting, two, election of the chair, three, declaring the meeting validly convened and capable of passing resolutions, four, agenda, adoption of the agenda, five, annual reports, including the report of KGHM, both committees say, the financial statements for the year ended 31st of December 2019, the consolidated financial statements of the KHM Polska Committee for the year ended 31st of December 2019, C, the Management Board's report on the activities of KGHM Polska Committee and the group in 2019, as well as the non-financial report of KGHM Polska Committee and KGHM Polska Committee group for 2019, 6. Review of the proposal of the Management Board of KGHM Polska Miedź SA concerning the appropriation of profit for the year ended 31st of December 2019. 7. Presentation of a report on representation expenses, expenses incurred on legal services, marketing services, public relations services, and social communication services and advisory services, services associated with management in 2019, and the opinion of the Supervisory Board of KGHM Polska Miedź SA. 8. Review of the report of the Supervisory Board of KGHM Polska Miedź SA on the results of its on its evaluation of the financial statements for 2019 and the consolidated financial statements of KGHM Polska Miedź SA group for 2019 and the Management Board's report of KGHM Polska Miedź SA and the group for 2019, as well as the non-financial report of KGHM Polska Miedź SA and the KGHM Polska Miedź SA group for 2019. 9. Review of the report of the Supervisory Board on the results of its evaluation of the proposal of the Management Board of KGHM Polska Miedź SA regarding the appropriation of profit for the year ended 31st of December 2019. 10. Presentation by the Supervisory Board of an assessment of the standing of KGHM Polska Miedź SA for the year ended 31st of December 2019, including an evaluation of the internal control, risk management and compliance systems and the internal audit function. B. A report on the activities of the Supervisory Board of KGHM Polska Miedź SA for the year ended 31st of December 2019. 11. Adoption of resolutions on A. Approval of the financial statements of KGHM Polska Miedź SA for the year ended 31st of December 2019. B. Approval of the consolidated financial statements of KGHM Polska Miedź SA group for the year ended 31st of December 2019. C. Approval of the Management Board's report on the activities of KGHM Polska Miedź SA and the KGHM Polska Miedź SA's group in 2019, as well as the non-financial report of KGHM Polska Miedź SA and the KGHM Polska Miedź SA Group for 2019. D. Appropriation of the company's profit for the year ended 31st of December 2019. 12. Adoption of resolutions on A. Approval of the performance of duties of members of the Management Board of KGHM Polska Miedź SA for the year ended 31st of December 2019. B. Approval of the performance of duties of members of the Supervisory Board of KGHM Polska Miedź SA for the year ended 31st of December 2019. 13. Adoption of a resolution on acceptance of the remuneration policy for the members of the Management Board and Supervisory Boards of KGHM Polska Miedź SA. 14. Adoption of a resolution on amending the statutes of KGHM Polska Miedź Spółka Akcyjna with its registered office in Lubin. 15. Closing of the general meeting. 15. Adopting resolutions on changes to the statutes. And 16. Closing the general meeting. Do you have any suggestions or comments? So 15 voting on amendments or changes to the resolutions on changes to the composition of the Supervisory Board. So that is a proposal from the State Treasury. So do you have any suggestions on how to proceed with the agenda or you have any comments on the agenda, please take your floor, use this opportunity. I can't see any. So now we'll have a resolution to vote on. So the resolution will be as follows. This will be Resolution number 2020 of the Ordinary General Meeting of KGHM Polska Miedź SA with its registered office in Lubin on approval of the agenda. Section 1, the following agenda is accepted. We have the agenda as I've read it to you before. And section 2, the resolution comes into force as of the date of its passing. Do you have any comments on that? Okay, so let's have an open vote to adopt the agenda. Please cast your votes. Have you all managed to cast your votes, everyone who's authorized to do so? If so, let me declare the vote closed, and we'll see the results. Valid votes have been cast in total. All of them have been cast in favor. So the resolution has been passed unanimously. And now the reporting part of today's AGM. So first, let me ask the board to give a brief presentation to show the main points in the reports of the board and also the conclusions and requests put forward by the management. After the presentation of the management board, I will open the floor for discussion on items 5 to item 10 on the agenda. Item 10 is for the supervisory board to present reports and documents to the AGM. Do you have any reservations or objections? So, well, during these presentations, you will be able to make comments or ask questions about these documents. I understand that you have no objections against this formula, so let me now give the floor to the board to deliver the presentation.
przedstawić państwu.
Thank you very much. It is our pleasure to deliver a presentation describing the company's condition in 2019 and a number of recommendations. Hopefully, the whole management board will be involved in delivering the presentation, which is not very long. As you all know, in 2019, the environment was not easy for us. It was full of challenges, both macroeconomic challenges, trade wars between the US and China, some volatility within the EU, the Brexit. All of that had its effect on the macroeconomic situation. We had been prepared for that in our strategy that we adopted in mid-2018. Thus, this macroeconomic volatility did not come as a surprise, but still it didn't help us much. This slide shows the reality of 2019 compared to 2018. So copper prices fell on average by 8% year on year. Silver prices went up by 3%. The dollar got stronger over zloty. And despite that, especially despite the negative change in copper prices, we delivered good production results. We produced 11% more copper, 18% more silver, and our C1 cost fell by 6%. As a result, our revenues year on year grew by 11%, and our EBITDA grew by 5% year on year. So, thanks to the collective effort of the whole crew, the whole company, and despite unfavorable copper prices, the performance has been satisfactory. With larger production, we delivered better EBITDA and better revenues, despite unfavorable macroeconomic situation. The next slide shows our production parameters, and Radek Stach will take over. Copper production in KGHM Group was at the level of 702,000 tons, and this came both from Poland and from abroad. In Poland, 566,000 tons of pay copper, thanks to greater availability of our process lines. So in the roasting plant in Głogów helped us improve our results. Also, we delivered the melting facility in Legnica on time, which was also quite helpful. As far as mining operations are concerned, we have been delivering very good performance. Our extraction operations have been successful throughout 2019. And the results are in line with our budget for 2019. Thank you. My name is Paweł Gruza. I am in charge of international assets. Here, production grew in Sierra Gorda. Went up. That's quite significant increase, which we owe to some operational improvements. We stabilized our daily output. As a result, we outdid our budget in our other operations in Sudbury, we suspended one of the mines somewhere mid-year, and as a result, the output was lower. As regards some financial KPIs, our EBITDA in 2019 was 5,222,000,000 zloty, which was 5% higher than in 2018. The group's revenues were 22,723,000,000, which was 11% higher than the year before. The net result of the company fell by 14% year on year, and it was 1,421,000,000. Looking at the underlying causes of the negative development of the net result between 2018 and 2019, please note that greater output, greater volume, incurred greater costs. These included, first of all, costs related to greater consumption of third-party materials, greater cost of labor, and the general conditions in the labor market and the growing wages. We consumed more materials and energy because we produced more, and we paid for energy more because energy prices went up. Depreciation costs were greater because with more investments completed, our depreciation, overall depreciation, is greater as well. Also, third-party services were more expensive, and that's because of the prices that prevailed in the market in 2019. And also, our projects were quite intensive in 2019. The C1 cost was, in fact, lower than in 2018. It fell by 6%, but please note that one of the factors here was the reduction of the copper tax. But even if you exclude copper tax from C1, it would still be lower than in 2018. If you look at the segments, individual segments, then C1 in the mother company fell by 6% compared to 2018. In KGHMI, it fell by 9%. Only in Sierra Gorda, it went up by 8%. But that had been expected, and it was related to lower moly content in the ore, as a result of which the cost of extraction was mitigated by the byproduct to a smaller extent. In the beginning, I mentioned that the volatility in 2019 and what is happening in 2020 in the context of what's going on in the macroeconomic situation because of the COVID situation, we respond to all that in the way we assumed in 2018. So a strategy that we have been consistently following ever since. So the 4E strategy, flexibility, efficiency, environmental protection, and e-industry. So we want to flexibly adapt to macroeconomic situation to make sure that our financial performance is optimized. So we run a number of cost-saving initiatives. We want to optimize our procurement, logistics. We want to optimize the smelting operations. We want to optimize our international portfolio. My colleagues mentioned these two things. We have also made some new investments. We have new production capacity. We have been saving energy. We have been improving availability of mining equipment. We use factoring. We diversify our financing sources. So that's a lot of things that affect our financial performance. But we also concentrate on the purely industrial dimension. In this way, we improve our savings or enhance our productivity. And there are a number of issues that we have been quite serious about, such as environmental protection. Part of what we do in terms of energy savings is also related to environmental protection. That's why we diversify our power supply sources. We are adapting to the regulatory framework, and we want to become competitive in the long run. And this strategy has been effective, and the first results were visible already last year. One of the elements of our strategy is to improve our financial security by changing the structure of our sources of financing. In 2019, we took some important steps to follow this particular strand of our strategy. Mid-year, we issued our bonds. In this way, we diversified our sources of financing. Before that, we mostly relied on loans as regard interest-bearing third-party financing. The bonds helped us diversify that. The next step was to refinance our largest facility, the consortium facility. In December last year, we signed a new consortium loan agreement. Over 10 international banks gave us a loan for a period of 5 years with possible extension for another 2 years. The next element of our strategy has been discussed by Mr. President Grudziński, more importance of factoring services. We did that already in 2019. 95% of our receivables are covered by factoring services. Towards the end of 2019, we implemented a debt factoring facility, which gives us more flexibility and more security than if we only used loans or credits. In 2019, we also reported a new dimension of sustainable development, that's ESG, environment, society, and governance. So this, again, reflects our strategy, and it reflects the space that KGHM functions in. It's also related to some global requirements. We are a socially responsible company. We work hard every day to deserve that, to deserve to be a responsible company. that's why so many things are going on, and all shareholders are being informed about that. Let's also discuss copper production in the context of emissions and energy transformation. This is both an opportunity and a challenge. The company wants to transform its energy supply system. We want to rely on renewable and neutral sources of energy. This slide shows you that the copper sector generates 0.4% of all emissions. And on the other hand, copper enables 75% of emission reductions globally. It has been estimated that from 2020 to 2050, 22 million tons of copper will be necessary for the shift to climate neutrality. Recycling of copper will be quite important in this context. So copper is a very important metal in this context, and a material whose extraction and production generates a very low percentage of greenhouse gas emissions. This seems to be a serious market opportunity for us. The record high level of uncertainty in the global economy in 2019 and in 2020. In 2019, we had a number of factors I have already discussed. So the trade wars, the Brexit, the policy of IMF. In 2020, we have the COVID situation. So a major shrinkage of optimism, especially in the beginning of 2020. The chart on the right-hand side shows the level of uncertainty on the market. So you can see that peak value, and it so now the level of uncertainty is greater than in 2011, when Standard & Poor's reduced the rating of the U.S. There was a time in 2019 that was quite challenging. Now it's even more challenging. Right now we are talking about the pandemics and the effect of COVID on our reality. It's quite obvious that the world has changed. So both doing business and living a life has been different now. We've been working hard to implement all procedures already in February to reduce the number of COVID cases. So we do a lot of things internally. We do temperature checks. So we have lower people underground. We disinfect public spaces. We use sanitizers. We respond quickly to any potential cases of the disease. We have implemented procedures to identify high-risk individuals and to isolate these individuals on a preemptive basis. People of key importance are of key importance for the operations use a different working mode right now. For instance, they only work 2 weeks and then have 2 weeks off. We use remote works as far as possible. We run information campaigns for our people. So every day we fight our battle to mitigate the effect of COVID on our operations and our results. The operating results for the first quarter show us that we've been quite successful. In fact, copper prices are lower because of the macroeconomic situation, but we are working normally. We are delivering the budgeted amounts of product, but this is possible only thanks to hard work and discipline of every single person, every single manager in this company. So as I said, this is a battle we fight every day. So it's not only the management, the procedures, the tools, but it's also our people who may or may not act responsible. Luckily, generally, our people have been quite responsible, as a result of which we are doing fine. So the results of 2019 and the first quarter of 2020 show it clearly that the company as a whole has been consistently following the strategy that we started 18 months ago. So this is a strategy for volatile times and volatile markets. The strategy is adequate to what's going on in the world and in Poland. And despite the challenging macroeconomic situation and despite the pandemics that have changed the rules of the global economic game, we have maintained our KPIs or even improved them. We are taking care of the company today and in the long-term perspective. We care about efficiency, productivity, sales, without compromising on people's safety. We also invest for our future existence. We must be ready to respond to challenges of the future. We invest in environmental protection. People often ask me about the effect, the possible effect of COVID in the long term. Then there is only one possible answer. The pandemics brings about uncertainty. When you look at the world and the development in the global markets, then the COVID has been the main factor determining what's going on in global supply chains. So the first thing you look at is the number of COVID cases in China or in our European partners. So when you think about the future, you first look at COVID, and the first word that comes to your mind is uncertainty. Our experience so far and our resilience that we have developed so far help us take good decisions that have sustained our production rate, our headcount. But as I said, this is a battle we fight every day. However, there is a record high level of uncertainty. So our responsible recommendation must be as follows: to retain the whole profit for 2019 as reserve capital of the company. And this is our recommendation to you and to the supervisory board. Thank you very much. As already announced, I would like to open a discussion, and we will discuss agenda items from number 5 to number 10, both included. Would anyone like to comment, to make a comment in this discussion? I can see that no one would like to discuss this, so I assume that the proposals in items 5 to 10 have been presented to the general meeting. both in the presentation and in the submissions made by the company beforehand, and we assume that those documents have been considered by the general meeting to the necessary extent. Now, item 11 of the agenda, a series of votes. Adoption of resolutions. A, approval of the financial statements of KGHM Polska Miedź for the year ended 31st December 2019. Before we proceed to voting, let me ask you or make a request. Would it be okay if I do not read the drafts of the resolutions in full, given that they had been available for quite some time? All of you had an opportunity to read them. So if it is necessary to read the full text of the resolution, please raise your hand directly before we move on to voting. So now let's vote on the adoption of the financial statements of KGHM for the year ended on the 31st of December 2019. Would you like me to read the full draft of the resolution? No? Okay, so I assume that all of the shareholders know the draft. Does anyone have any comments or requests regarding that draft? No? So let us proceed to vote. This is a non-secret vote on approval of the financial statements of KGHM for the year ended 31st December 2019. Let's proceed to voting. Please vote now.
Have you all managed to cast your votes of the ones who are authorized to do so? If so, I declare the vote closed. And let us see the results of the vote. In total, 126,330,385 votes in favor, no one voted against, and 1,444,732 abstained. So the resolution has been passed in an open vote. Now, 11B, resolution on approval of the consolidated financial statements of the group. For the year ended 31st of December 2019. Is it necessary for me to read the whole text? I understand it is not. The text is known to the shareholders. Do you have any comments, any requests regarding the text of the resolution? If not, let's vote on a resolution to approve the consolidated financial statements of KGHM Polska Miedź SA Group for the year ended 31st of December 2019. Please vote. Okay, have all votes been cast? Yes, so let us see the results. 127,775,117 valid votes have been cast in total, including 126,330,385 votes in favor, no votes against, and 1,444,732 abstentions. I declare the resolution passed. Another item, 11C, to adopt the resolution to approve the management report of KGHM, Polska Media SA, and the group for 2019, including the non-financial report of KGHM, Polska Media SA, and the KGHM, Polska Media SA group for 2019. Do I have to read the full text of the resolution? I see it's not necessary, so I understand the shareholders are familiar with the text. Do you have any requests or comments on the text of the resolution? If not, let us vote on the resolution to approve the management report of KGHM, Polska Media SA and the group in 2019, as well as the non-financial report of KGHM, Polska Media SA and the KGHM, Polska Media SA group for 2019. Now, please cast your votes now. Have you all managed to cast your votes? If so, I declare the vote closed. And the results are coming now. Okay, we have them now. So, in total, 127,775,117 valid votes have been cast, including 126,330,385 votes in favor, no one voted against, and there were 1,444,732 abstentions. I declare the resolution passed in the open vote. Now, item 11D of the agenda. The resolution on appropriation of the profit of the company for the year ended 31st of December 2019. So I'll read the resolution or the text if you allow me to do so. So section 1 reads as follows. Following review of the proposal of the Management Board on the appropriation of the profit for the year ended 31st of December 2019, the Ordinary General Meeting hereby resolves to transfer the entire of the profit in the amount of 1,263,938 million to the company's reserve capital, including 6,666,666.67 to the reserve capital created in accordance with Article 396.1 of the Commercial Companies Code. Would you like to take the floor? If so, please introduce yourself. Good morning. My name is Marek Barylak. I'm a company shareholder. On behalf of a group of private shareholders, I have the pleasure of presenting a proposed resolution on a different appropriation of the profit on our behalf. So the draft resolution is as follows. Following review of the proposal of the Management Board on the appropriation of the profit for the year ended 31st of December 2019, the Ordinary General Meeting resolves to transfer part of the profit, 1,063,968,781 zloty, to the reserve capital, including 6,666,666 zloty to the reserve capital created in accordance with Article 396.1 of the Commercial Companies Code, Section 2. Pay dividend to shareholders out of the profit of KGHM, Polska Media SA for the end of 31st of December of 200 million zloty, which is 1 zloty per share. Paragraph 1. AGM resolves one, the day of dividend, acquiring the rights of dividend to be 14th of July, and the payment date to be in two tranches, 17th of August, 100 million, so 15 grosz per share, and the second tranche on 16th of November, 2020, 100 million, which is another 50 grosz per share. The justification is as follows. So the dividend is something that is in between the company and shareholders. In the second half of 2019, there were savings compared with the same period last year because of corporate tax, 200 million were saved. So the payment of dividend of 1 zloty per share would be in line with the dividend policy of KGHM and would allow us to strike the balance between dividend distribution of dividend payment and sustainable operations of the company. It will not undermine the needs of the company for funding of its projects and will not have an impact on the debt level. And KGHM should go back to the policy of sharing profit with shareholders at a level which would be competitive to other companies in the mining sector. And dividend is an incentive for shareholders to invest. This is the same as companies do on the American market, where they pay dividend regularly to shareholders. On behalf of private shareholders, I would like to remind you that the last dividend was paid for 2016 and was 10% of the profit. And for 2010, the dividend was paid at 60% of the profit. And these dividend payments, as well as the other ones over the years, never undermined the financial stability of the company or the group. This is why we are putting forward this fully justified proposal to pay dividend. So please deliver the draft resolution to me. Would anyone like to comment on the appropriation of profit for 2019? Any other comments, requests, or anything you'd like to say now at this AGM? I don't see any. No, there's one. So I'm a representative, a proxy for OAPZ. So if we can have a short break, I thought about that, but let me ask a question to the representative of the group which proposes the resolution. So as long as there are no other comments, I close the discussion, but I have a question to the group proposing the resolution. So in the justification, and before reading your request for the resolution, you said you representing a part of minority shareholders, but who are you representing at this AGM? I know you're acting on your own behalf, but who are the other shareholders you're representing? But well, I don't know if under the General Data Protection Regulation I'm allowed to reveal the names. But do you have any proxy instruments, authorizations? Are you authorized as a proxy to represent? Well, I have been authorized verbally only. So it means you're not acting as a proxy. So verbal authorization is not sufficient to exercise rights attaching to shares of others. So you're acting on your own behalf. It means that formally the request you've made is made on your own behalf. Yes, from the legal point of view, it's true. This is my own request. Okay, let's have a 10 minutes technical break before we proceed. So I understand 10 minutes is enough. Now it's 12. So let's meet, be back here at 10 past 12. And please be back right on time. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, let me resume the annual general meeting. And I would like to propose a 20-minute technical break because one of the proxies decided to regroup his the package of shares and the rights. So we need a 20-minute break, and we will resume at 12:35. Thank you.
Wznawiam obrady zwyczajnego walnego zgromadzenia.
So now I resume the AGM, point 11, item 11D, appropriation of the company's profit for the year ended 31st of December 2019. Two proposed resolutions have been put forward. The first comes from the management board, that's the one I've presented, and the other one comes from Marek Barylak, a shareholder, and the difference between his proposed resolution and the board's resolution is that 1,063,938,931 zloty is to be transferred to the reserve capital. And 6,666,666.67 zloty to the reserve capital of the company, and dividend of 200,001 zloty per share. So the payments on 17th of August and 16th of November. 100 million on each date. Date of acquisition of rights, 14th of July. So my suggestion is first to put the resolution proposed by Marek Barylak to the vote. Vote on that resolution. So I've read the main points. And, the majority votes in favor of that proposed resolution, we will assume that the AGM has decided on appropriation of profit in accordance with the proposed resolution. If it will not get the required majority of votes, we'll proceed to vote on the management board's proposed resolution. Let us first vote on the proposed draft of the resolution coming from Marek Barylak, a shareholder. So this is an open vote. Please cast your votes now. Okay, have you managed to cast your votes now? If so, I declare the vote closed and let us see the results of the vote. So in total, 127,775,117 valid votes have been cast. including 12,701,000 vote in favor and 71,699,900 votes against, and 43,385,216 abstentions. So I declare that the resolution as proposed by Marek Barilak has not been passed, because the required majority has not voted in favor of that resolution. And now I put forward the resolution as proposed by the Management Board to the vote. So let us have an open vote. Please cast your votes now. Okay, have you managed to cast your votes, everyone? So I declare the vote closed, and let's see the results. In total, 127,775,117 votes have been cast validly, including 127,775,116 votes in favor, one vote against, no abstentions. So I declare the resolution passed as proposed by the Management Board. Now, another item on the agenda, item 12A, the resolutions on the approval of the performance of duties by members of the Management Board of KGHM Polska Media SA for the year ended 31st of December 2019. Just on an introductory note, all voting on performance of duties for board members, management and supervisory board members, will be secret ballots. And secondly, let me remind you about Article 413 of the Commercial Companies Code, which says that shareholders may not vote on approval of their own duties or may not do that by proxy, so they can only vote on and proxies can, his proxies can vote on him or her. My suggestion is that I will not read the full text of the resolution, but will just mention the name of the person whose duties are approved and the number of the resolution. So first, resolution concerning Adam Bogajczyk, approval of performance of his duties in the year ended 31st of December 2019. Adam Bogajczyk was member of the Management Board during that period. So please cast your votes now, and I would like to remind you that this is a secret ballot. Have you all managed to cast your votes, everyone who is authorized to do so? If so, I declare the vote closed. Now, in total, 127,775,117 votes have been validly cast, including 126,307,136 in favor, 23,249 votes against, 1,444,732 abstentions. I declare the resolution passed. Another resolution for Marcin Chludziński, approval of performance of his duties in the year ended 31st of December 2019. So let us begin the vote, and this is a secret ballot again.
Czy wszystkie osoby uprawnione?
Have you all managed to cast your vote? If yes, then the voting is closed. The total number of votes is 127,775,117. Votes in favor, 126,307,136. Votes against, 23,249. Abstaining votes, 1,444,732. So the resolution has been passed in a secret ballot. The next resolution is about approval for the performance of duties for Paweł Gruza for the year ended 31st December 2019. This is a secret vote on this resolution.
Czy wszyscy uprawnieni zdążyli od...
Have you all managed to vote? If yes, then the voting is closed. The total number of votes is 127,775,117, of which votes in favor, 126,307,136, votes against, 23,249, abstentions, 1,444,732. So the resolution has been passed. The next resolution is about the approval of the performance of duties for Katarzyńska Kretschmańska-Gigol in the year ended on the 31st of December 2019. And this, again, is a secret vote.
Czy wszyscy uprawnieni zdążyli oddać głos?
If you have all managed to vote, then the voting is closed. The total number of votes is 127,775,117, of which votes in favor, 126,307,136. Votes against, 23,249. Abstaining votes, 1,444,732 votes. So the resolution has been passed. The next draft resolution is approval of the performance of duties for Radosław Stach in the year ended on the 31st December 2019. And this is a secret vote.
Czy wszystkie osoby uprawnione zdążyły?
If you have all managed to vote, then the voting is closed. The total number of votes cast is 127,775,117 votes. Votes in favor, 126,307,136. Votes against, 23,249. Abstaining votes, 1,444,732. As I see it, all the members of the management board have received an approval. Now we move on to 12B in the agenda, where we pass on the approval for the performance of duties for the member of the supervisory board in the year ended on the 31st December 2019. The technical aspect of the voting is the same, so this will be secret voting and Article 319 does not apply. The first voting will be for Mr. Leszek Banaszak for the performance of his duties as a member of the supervisory board in the year ended on the 31st of December 2019. And again, this is a secret vote. If you have all managed to vote, then the voting is closed. The total number of votes is 127,775,117. Votes in favor, 125,617,055. Votes against, 713,330. Abstaining votes, 1,444,732. So the resolution has been passed. The next resolution will be about an approval for the performance of duties for Jerzy Czyczerski in the year ended on the 31st of December 2019. This is a secret vote. If you have all managed to vote, then the voting is closed. You can see the results on the screens. The total number of votes in cast, 127 million votes in favor, 125,617,000. Votes against, 713,000, and abstaining votes, 1,444,000. So the resolution has been passed. The next resolution is about an approval of duties for Jarosław Janas for the period ended 31st December 2019, and this voting is again secret. If you have all managed to vote, then the voting is closed. You can see the results on the screen. The total number of votes is 127,775,117 votes, of which votes in favor, 125,617,055 votes, votes against, 713,330, abstaining votes, 1,444,732 votes. So the resolution has been passed by the general meeting in a secret vote. The next resolution will be on an approval for Andrzej Kisielewicz in the period ended on the 31st of December 2019. And again, this voting is secret. If you have all managed to vote, then the voting is closed. The total number of votes is 127,775,117. Votes in favor, 125,617,055. Votes against, 713,330. Votes abstaining, 1,444,732. So the resolution has been passed. Let's move on to voting on the approval of the performance of duties for Mr. Janusz Kowalski for the period ended on the 31st of December 2019. And again, this voting will be secret.
If
you have all managed to vote, then the voting is closed. The total number of votes is 127,775,117 votes, of which votes in favor, 125,617,055 votes, votes against, 713,330, abstaining votes, 1,444,732. So the resolution has been passed. We move on to the next resolution, secret vote on an approval of the performance of duties for Janusz Pasis for the period ended on the 31st of December 2019. Again, this voting is secret.
If
you have all managed to vote, then the voting is closed. The total number of votes cast is 127,775,117 valid votes, of which votes in favor, 125,617,055 votes. Votes against, 713,330. Abstaining votes, 1,444,732. So the resolution has been passed. The next resolution is about the approval of the performance of duties for Mr. Janusz Piechota in the period ended on the 31st of December 2019. And again, this voting is secret. If you have all managed to vote, have you? If yes, then the voting is closed. Votes in favor, 125,617,056. Votes against, 713,329. Votes abstaining, 1,444,732. The resolution has been passed in a secret ballot. The next resolution is about an approval of the performance of duties for Mr. Marek Pietrzak in the period ended 31st December 2019. And this voting, once again, is secret. If all of you have cast your votes, then the voting is closed. The number of votes in favor is 125,617,056. Votes against, 713,329. Abstaining votes, 1,444,732. So the resolution has been passed. The next resolution is about an approval of duties for Bogusław Szłapek for the period ended on the 31st of December 2019. And this voting is a secret.
Czy wszyscy uprawnieni zdążyli oddać głos? Zamykam.
If you have all managed to vote, the voting is closed. The votes in favor of the resolution is 125,617,055. Votes against, 713,334. Votes abstaining, 1,444,732. So the resolution has been successfully passed. The next resolution is about an approval for Agnieszka Winnik-Kalemba for the period ended on the 31st of December 2019. And this voting is secret.
Czy wszystkie osoby uprawnione?
Have you all managed to vote? If yes, then voting is now closed. votes in favor, 125,617,056 votes. Votes against, 713,329. Abstaining votes, 1,444,732. The resolution has been passed. As I understand, all the members of the Supervisory Board in 2019 have been voted on. Thank you very much. Let's move on to item 13 in the agenda. We will be voting on the remuneration policy for Management Board and Supervisory Board members of KGHM. The general meeting has received two identical resolutions with different appendices. The first one is presented by the Management Board of the company, has been published together with the appendix. The appendix is the policy of remuneration paid to Management Board members. The publication was on the same date on which this general meeting was summoned. The other draft was compiled on the basis of a letter from the Minister of State Assets exercising the rights of the State Treasury, and that letter has some proposals of amendments to the appendix developed by the company. And the company, on that basis, compiled a draft resolution which addresses those changes requested by the Treasury. Eventually, the drafts that we will be voting on today, there are two. As I said, the content of the resolution itself is the same, but the appendices are different. So let's vote on the first draft with the appendix that addresses, that includes the proposals from the State Treasury. If this resolution is successfully passed with a standard majority of votes, then we will not vote on the other draft. And thus, the original appendix will not be voted on. There was a question from the floor, but the interpreters couldn't hear that question. But the answer to that question is yes. However, I rely on a printout from a computer system. I don't have those documents you were referring to. But does everyone understand what we are voting on? We are voting on a remuneration policy for the Management Board and the Supervisory Board of KGHM SA. And that resolution, that draft resolution, has an appendix, a policy determining the terms and conditions of remuneration. And that appendix includes the proposals submitted by the State Treasury. So the procedure is pretty straightforward. Would anyone like to discuss or make a comment? If there are any questions or suggestions regarding the procedure, please raise your hand. I can see no hands, so it seems that the matter is straightforward and obvious to everyone. So let's move on to voting on a draft resolution on the adoption of the remuneration policy for Management Board and Supervisory Board of KGHM SA. The appendix includes the changes requested by the State Treasury, and this is an open ballot.
Czy wszystkie osoby...
Have you all managed to cast your votes? I declare the vote closed, and let's see the results. Now, in total, 127,775,117 valid votes have been cast, including 82,213,025 votes in favor, 605,030 against, and 44,957,062 abstentions. I declare the resolution passed by the AGM. Now, item 14, resolution on changes to the statutes or the articles of association of KGHM, Polska Miedź SA, with its registered office in Lublin, and two draft resolutions have been put forward. One is on the change of section 13 of the statutes, and this is proposed resolution from the board, the company management board, and the other resolution is put forward by the state treasury, represented by the Minister of State Assets. It is to bring the statutes in line with the State Assets Management Act. So the draft includes 13 proposals on changes to the statutes and also provisions to revoke previous resolutions in that respect. Now, talking about the proposed resolution put forward by the management board of the company, referring to that, should I read the whole text? If not, would you like to take the floor with any comments or anything from you? If not, let us vote on a resolution on changes on section 13 to the statutes of KGHM Polska Miedź SA. So we need 3/4 of valid votes cast as majority, and the resolution is proposed by the management board. Let's cast your votes. And this is an open vote. Have you all managed to cast your votes? If so, I declare the vote closed, and let's see the result. In total, 127,775,117 valid votes have been cast, including 107,223,785 votes in favor, 648,213 votes against, and 19,903,119 abstentions. So the number of votes cast in favor of the resolution is more than 80% of validly cast votes. So I declare the resolution passed. Now, we will vote on the resolution as proposed by the State Treasury, as shareholder represented by the Minister of State Assets. So is it necessary for me to read the full text? So if not, we assume that you're familiar as shareholders with the text. We have a comment. So is it the one put forward on 5th of June? proposed on 5th of June, the draft resolution. Well, yes. Actually, can I have your confirmation, please, from the shareholder? Is it true that the company received that draft resolution proposed by the minister on 5th of June? Yes, that's true. Okay, so we understand that shareholders know the text or the content of the resolution. Would anyone like to take the floor? So this is about section 12 of the statutes. Well, it's about the various sections. It begins with section 12, then 12.3.4, 12.3.5, and section 20. So all together, I've identified 13 amendments. So there are also provisions in section 12 to revoke resolutions which were passed in that respect before. So I understand the situation is clear and there are no comments. So let's have a vote on that proposed resolution. So we need a qualified majority of three-fourths majority of valid votes cast in order for the resolution to be passed. So let's have the vote on that one. And this is an open vote. Have you all managed to cast your votes? If so, I declare the vote closed. In total, 127,775,117 valid votes have been cast, including 72,319,555 votes in favor. No one voted against, and there were 55,456,062 abstentions. So, it's 56, around 56% of the total number of votes cast. So, this is not sufficient to pass that resolution. So the resolution as proposed by the Management Board has not been passed by the Annual General Meeting. And on what basis? Was a question from the floor. So it's 17 past 1. So I announce a half an hour break to 13:45 as requested by the shareholders. So we will resume at 2:15. Thank you. Now I resume this AGM and moving to item 15. As proposed by the State Treasury on amendments to the statutes or the composition of the Supervisory Board. So there are two proposed drafts of resolutions on changes to the composition of the Supervisory Board. These are framework resolutions without mentioning the names of those appointed and dismissed. So you are familiar with the two proposed resolutions. So my question is whether shareholders or proxies have suggestions for changes on the Supervisory Board, no representative of the State Treasury. So good afternoon, Hubert Hulski, representing Treasury at today's annual general meeting. So the State Treasury suggests that we vote on resolutions to dismiss Leszek Banaszak from the Supervisory Board and to appoint Ms. Katarzyna Lewandowska to the board, Supervisory Board. Katarzyna Lewandowska is graduated from the Warsaw School of Economics, and since 1996 she has been a staff member of the Minister of State Treasury and then the Office of the Prime Minister and the Ministry of Innovation. And now she works for the Ministry of State Assets. She is the director, she has been the director of the supervision departments at those authorities, and she has many years of experience in the areas of corporate law and supervision of state treasury in those companies, state enterprises, and she has plenty of experience on supervisory boards, including the Lotus Group. PZU, Bank Ochrony Środowiska, Węglokoks, and now she's the director of the supervision department at the second department at the State Ministry of State Assets. Do we have any other suggestions or requests for changes? Okay, so I close the list of changes on the supervisory board. So you need a 5 minutes technical break. Now I understand to consult on how to vote. Yes, okay. So let's have a 5 minutes break to do that.
Two framework draft resolutions have been proposed, one on dismissals, one on appointments, and a motion has been made to dismiss Mr. Leszek Banaszak from the Supervisory Board. So now the name of Mr. Leszek Banaszak will be entered in the draft resolution, which reads as follows. Clause 1, the general annual general meeting dismisses Mr. Leszek Banaszak from the Supervisory Board of KGHM. Point 2, this resolution takes effect on the day of its passing. Do we have any comments on that? If not, then the resolution on dismissing Mr. Leszek Banaszak will be voted on in a secret vote, which starts right now. Please cast your votes.
Głosowanie.
Voting is in progress. Have you all managed to vote in on this resolution? If yes, then the voting is closed. Let's see the results. The total number of votes is 127,735 1,689 votes in favor of the resolution, so votes in favor of dismissal, that's 71,689,901. Votes against the resolution, 27,158,529. Abstaining votes, 28,909,259. So the resolution on dismissing Mr. Leszek Banaszek from the supervisory board of KGHM has been adopted by the annual general meeting in a secret ballot. The next resolution will be a resolution appointing Ms. Katarzyna Lewandowska to the supervisory board. Point one, annual general meeting appoints Ms. Katarzyna Lewandowska to the supervisory board of KGHMSA. Point two, this resolution takes effect on the day of its passing. Ms. Katarzyna Lewandowska, as I understand, has agreed to be appointed. Does she meet the independence criteria required by the Articles of Association? If yes, we can proceed. This is again a secret ballot. Voting is in progress. Have you all managed to cast your votes? If yes, then the voting is closed and let's see the results. The total number of votes cast is 127,775,117, of which votes in favor 71,689,901, votes against 27,175,957, abstaining votes 28,909,259. So the resolution on appointing Katarzyna Lewandowska to the supervisory board of KGHM has been adopted in a secret ballot. And there is no other business in the agenda except for item 16, which is closing of the meeting. So thank you very much for coming, and the meeting is closed.